Shayna, what's wrong today? I don't, like, I feel something's off, and let's just talk about it.
Nothing, I'm fine.
You know something's wrong when you say, I'm fine, I'm fine.
I don't like to complain too much, but I have my fucking period, and it's killing me.
Oh my god, guess what?
What?
I'm on my period too.
Shut the fuck up.
No, really, I'm just kidding.
I knew you had a vagina. You fucking gay boy.
Period sisters.
Have I seen your dick? No, I haven't.
No, you almost haven't?
No, I hit it, right? I think I punched it before.
Yeah, I think you like grazed over it and stuff.
Yeah. Aww. I did a purpose to bother you.
It's okay.
I'm fine though.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just actually popped an Advil. I was actually trying not to take Advil since the last time I got my period, I stopped taking it. I'm just trying to like test my mental, yeah, my mental strength. But it's so bad, and for in order for me to focus and do this podcast, I needed to pop it. So it's, I popped, okay, some Advil. Yeah, it's okay. I just don't like taking pills. Yeah. Exactly. Self-care.
Yeah, self-care. Oh my god.
Right?
Wow. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Because our topic today, well, first of all, welcome to another episode of
Live, Laugh, Fuck.
Yes. So today's topic is episode 8. I can't believe we're on number 8 already.
I know. It's wild. Time flies.
Time sure does fly.
That means it's been 2 months. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, 8 beautiful episodes already.
They've been pretty good. Got a lot of feedback today, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're killing it. So episode 8 is about self-care, guys.
Self-care.
So this episode is going to be, you know, a little bit more tame, maybe a little bit PG, but who the fuck are we kidding? We're going to make it wild.
We're nasty. Because let's be real, we're dirty fucks. We have dirty minds. It's always in the gutter. Mine, at least, that's for sure.
It's all about balance, you know? So we,
yeah,
have to keep it balanced. We have, like, some important stuff, actually.
Yeah, we do.
I went on
this
Google
is an important topic
to get this stuff.
Yeah.
Harvard studies.
Thank you for doing
was
that.
In this? Harvard studies.
I was like, thanks for doing that. Yeah.
Of course, I got
some
you.
Real shit in here, eh?
Alrighty, so let's get into the episode. But before we do, we haven't done this the last few episodes, but Shayna has a tweet.
Yes, no DM, nothing exciting right now.
Shayna's been a very good girl, I feel, lately. She's been focused. You're laser focused.
Laser focused, right? I actually just stopped opening a lot of them because it got so overwhelming. But some of them I open, but they're not that dirty. They're like, oh, like
mediocre.
Yeah. Like, can I take you out? Like, what's up?
But you want to be like, yo, can I suck your dick?
Yeah, I want to see some funny shit so, yeah, we can talk about it in here. Like,
yeah,
come on, where you at?
Fuck.
Where you boys at? But yeah.
Okay. So this is from our Live, Laugh, Fuck podcast,
yeah,
tweet. Okay. So is this something that you tweeted?
Yes, I tweeted,
okay,
that. Yeah.
Sweet. I should know this because, you know, it's our Twitter, but clearly I was not paying attention. Okay, so Shayna tweeted on her Live, Laugh, Fuck podcast, listening to this pod and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to miss the bar and picking up dudes. What if I lost my game? Oh my god. I need to hit a bar this weekend.
Crisis.
Still sober though, no booze. Ooh. Do you think you lost your game?
I don't know.
I don't think you lost your game.
I don't know. We're going to have to try and see. Like, my dad's been asking to go for drinks, and I'm just like, I don't have time. Like, we'll see this week. I'm going to try to go,
yeah,
with him. So I think we'll try to go maybe tomorrow, Thursday. Thursday, he goes with his colleagues, like his friends.
Thursday,
right?
Yeah.
And those fucking colleagues of his are thirsty. but I think I will go. And, well, actually,
no booze,
I can't
though.
Go with, yeah, no, no booze though. I'm not
no
going to have booze.
Okay.
Not even like non-alcoholic beer and shit because I don't even like the taste of,
yeah,
it. Like, fuck that. So, yeah, I will go with my dad. Sorry, but I'm not going to try to pick up anyone there in front of him. Like, no. Like, I,
yeah,
could. He's not going to care. He's like, go talk to, like, whatever.
I feel like your dad would be a good wingman too.
I think so too. I think my daughter's cool, but don't fuck,
yeah,
with her because,
yeah,
I'll fuck you up. Right? But no, I'll go with him, but I realize I'm going to have to, like, if I really want to see if I still got game, I'm going to have to go on my own somewhere or like with you or something, you know? So yeah, I think I'm going to test it out. I think I'll be fine. I might need like a couple of drinks for liquor courage, but I can't drink.
It.
So I don't know.
I was like, I'm all about it. And then,
fuck,
I was like, she knows mine's going to probably change within 2 minutes. I'm waiting for the drink or, yeah, two.
No, I can do this. I'm going to hold out till December 31st.
I
can
like
fucking
you
do it.
Me,
yes.
Back.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You.
Fuck,
yes,
you.
Yes.
Everyone in my family's like, shut up. You said it so many times. You're going to drink, blah, blah, blah. Like,
no,
yeah, we'll
not.
Fucking see.
You're
I'm not going to.
You're not going
this time
to.
Is so different. I actually don't want to drink anymore because,
yeah,
ever since I moved home, right? The partying cut down, the drinking cut down. I barely go out. I don't fucking even see anybody.
Mm.
But when I go and we party, we have a great time. We do. But ever since July, that boat party, that fucking traumatized me. That fucked me up. My hangovers cannot
fair
do
enough,
it.
Fair
and
enough.
I just like, I'm so like, like, your body is a temple. You need to take care of your body, and alcohol is so bad for your brain, your body. Like, for me, for it, like, for losing weight, it doesn't help me. I'll gain weight because if I drink, I eat bad too. So that's why for me, it's like completely changed, because like, I have goals and they're not aligning with my goals. Like, my goals, like, I have fitness goals too. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. And no smoking weed either.
Your December 31st. December 31st.
Who knows when New Year's Eve comes?
December 31st, are you going to, so is that the day you're going to do like New Year's and like have a drink, or like,
I was just going to say, January, I don't know, if December 31st is when I want to drink and party, but who knows? Maybe I won't even want to drink at that point. Maybe I want to go out and not drink. I might just be like, I'm done. I don't want to.
Yeah.
What's the point? I'm going to get like, you know, so towel. Yeah.
In a good way though. But like, that's what? Exciting.
Wait, sorry, what'd you say?
I was about just like throwing in the towel, but it's not throwing in the towel. It's like you like working on yourself and like doing you.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it though. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But at the same time, I know that I know.
But I'll, I can I'll pretend to take shots with you guys. I'm the same sober drunk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it'll be fine. But, and, like, but I don't know if like, I will be able to, I know I can go up to talk to dudes while I'm sober. It's fine. I'm going to try though. I'm going to go do it.
You know what? That's a cool thing.
I did like, with that fucking scout in Earls. I wasn't drunk. I was literally sober. And I was talking to that scout, the Minnesota Wild Scout at Earls when I was at Tiana. I was sober and I talked to him.
Well, I think that's the whole point, right? It's like, obviously, when you flirt with someone or you're trying to get with someone or like, depending what the intentions are, whatever, but like,
you should be yourself.
You should be yourself. Yeah. And like, because unless you're...
Oh my crap. Fuck me.
Exactly. I don't even know what's going with that. But but I love that for you. I love that for you. Okay. Okay. So now you got to go through with the mission.
I do. Yeah. I don't know when I'm going to go to the bar and try like to see if I game or not, but I will. I'll let you know. Yes. I'll keep you posted. Yes. I might want to go with you. So be ready.
Be ready.
You can be sober. I can be sober together.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a grandpa. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm going to be grandma. I'm grandma.
Like, hey, love you, it. Come here.
Like, you want to have a water with us? We don't even drink pop, so.
Two of us with glasses of water live.
Yeah, we're just so like, health is wealth.
Health is wealth. Okay, guys, so we're going to head into our episode. So we're going to talk about self-care.
Yes.
Today. And self-care has been the reason we brought up self-care is because Shane and I have been quite serious with our self-care lately, the past like few weeks and stuff. And we've seen so many benefits of taking care of ourselves recently and doing little things like, you know, going out less, not drinking, and really just focusing on our like mental health and our focus, and how we're such fucking legends now. We always were, but we're the higher fucking
always been legends.
Self. So let me just clear my throat. Sorry, guys.
Come build up, eh?
No.
Whose dick were you sucking last night?
That's part of my self-care routine.
Same. Abstinence is self-care. When's the last time you had sex, Kevin? Sorry, just to go off topic.
Last time I had sex was my birthday weekend.
I remember that weekend. Yeah. That's when I had sex last as well. Both of us were the same. Abstinence streak.
Period sisters, sex
period
sisters.
Period sisters, sex sisters.
Love you.
Love it.
Love you. So here is a definition of self-care. This is from Google.
Fuck. Fucking Google.
What is self-care? So self-care is a practice of individuals looking after their own health using the knowledge and information available to them. It is a decision-making process that empowers individuals to look after their own health efficiently and conveniently in collaboration with health and social care professionals as needed. Wow, that sounded so scholarly. So basically, take care of your brain.
Literally.
Take care of yourself.
Good definition, though.
Very good. Google, you fucked that up. Mm-hmm. So, so after that definition, I guess like to us, self-care is, I was explaining this to Shayna, to me, self-care is like taking care of your brain, like fucking nurturing that shit, watering it like a garden, making sure those flowers fucking blossom because like I feel you need to take care of that before you can do other things like taking care of other people. As selfish as that is, maybe it's actually not. You do need to really take care of yourselves. So we're just gonna like dive into like tips and tricks, things that we do, and I think we're gonna go into like why is self-care so important. So do you wanna explain?
Why you should get the attitude of me, you fucking bitch. Do you wanna explain? You should have seen how you said it to me, guys.
Do you wanna explain and talk and do your job? Just kidding.
No, I've cramps. You do it. I'm kidding. I'll do it. Okay, so why is self-care important? Having an effective self-care routine that has been shown to have a number of important health benefits. Some of these include reducing anxiety and depression, reducing stress, and improving resilience. I really like that one.
Yeah.
improving happiness, increasing energy, reducing burnout, stronger interpersonal relationships.
I love that.
All of these are fucking straight facts. Like this straight is facts. Like my doing self-care for me, what it means to me is literally reducing my fucking anxiety because I have anxiety. And I deal with depression as well and stress. Like, yeah. Do you want to take it from here and let us know what you...
Oh, the first one, like reducing anxiety and depression resonates mm-hmm. the most because I have anxiety and depression too.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm not taking care of myself, those fucking two disorders go off the chain. Like, honestly, I'm not even over exaggerating. Like, yeah. If I don't take care of myself, my anxiety Same and here. Depression goes to a pretty bad place mm-hmm. Where I'm just like not happy. So yes, reducing stress and happiness also, or no, reducing stress and increasing your happiness and mm-hmm. energy levels, it definitely helps mm-hmm. with that too. Because I mean, come on, like when you're depressed, usually like for me, like I'm like either in bed all day. I don't mm-hmm. want to do anything. I'm just like lazy. Like I'm mm-hmm. on the couch. I have a lot of negative thoughts sometimes. Yeah. And that's because I'm not taking care of myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally just not doing anything with myself.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I literally have this mentality now, like stop being a bitch, like fucking
yeah,
work
don't be
yourself.
A little bitch, right?
Literally, that's
today.
What I have to do,
like for today, for example, a great example for me, for example, today this morning, me and Kevin went to the gym together. First time in so long where we've gone to the gym together this early. We used to do it in Calgary like every day. We went at 4:30, went at 5. Mm-hmm. We went this morning and I got my period this morning and it's brutal having your period. I'm cranky. I don't want to be around anyone. I'm in bed and it's like it. I don't feel guilty when I have my period to sit around and do anything, but I wasn't cranky today. I was in a great mood because I went to the gym, like self-care, you know, I took care of myself and I went early instead of going like later in the day. Like typically I would just skip if I had my period, I would not go at all. Mm-hmm. But the fact we went and took care of myself, that made me happy. And I was able to tolerate my family. I was so kind to them. I was tolerable because they can be so fucking annoying because it's hot too, right?
Yeah.
And today I noticed myself. I was literally sitting there doing work and I was like, wow. I was like, I've been so like good today. You know, like I have my period and I'm usually cranky and I don't want to be around anyone, but I've been around everywhere. I was doing work upstairs. I went to my grandma's room and I went to my grandma because Henry just sits there and barks at me. So they were like watching it for me. Yeah. So I was like, I'm just going to stay upstairs. I think I need to be around people. And it just made me feel better. Like I was like, it's because self-care, went to the gym. So it's so important to take care of yourself. It makes you resilient to things like dealing with shit like that, but also having energy.
Makes your baddest self come out, I feel.
Yeah, it does.
It honestly does. Because I don't know, like this is why. And then we also want to talk about like, why do you think people don't do self-care or, you know, like forget about self-care? Because I think like I'm so happy it's talked about more lately, mm-hmm. like this term of self-care. I've always, because working in like the mental health field, they always try to teach us self-care, especially like us workers, because mm-hmm. we always have to take care of other people.
Right.
But I never understood it like ever, because I never was like, oh no, like I'm good, mm-hmm. I'm good. But like I was actually never good. So like that... I think the reason people forget about self-care is because we naturally, like, we're human. So we're naturally, like, we have to help other people or we have to put other people before ourselves. Or, like, we can't say no to certain things when you really just want to stay home mm-hmm. and just probably want to watch Netflix or be on TikTok or just, like, have dinner to yourself or whatever.
Yes.
Like, so naturally we're like that. But the thing is in that situation, we neglect ourselves. We neglect our needs, and like that shit will build up and build up and build up, and then eventually we're just gonna like crash or have a mental mm-hmm. breakdown or like you know, like cry or like I don't know, we're just gonna burn out.
We're gonna literally burn out.
And like so I think a lot the things I found on Google too.
The things I found on Google
is that
your sass.
Tend to focus on other people's feelings, needs, and problems, and take care of others, often at their own expense. And we fucking want to change that narrative for you guys.
Yes.
Like, you, I think, like, I always look up to Shayna for self-care because she does a really good job with, like, you know, like her skincare routine and like listening to her body and mind. Like I had to voice note Shayna something yesterday because I was feeling like I was feeling very like not productive, or I'm just like, oh, I need to do more, Shayna, but I'm so exhausted. Like I'm genuinely like exhausted mm-hmm. today. Like I have no, like it was just like Monday. I was so like off the whole day and my body kept telling me, my mind's like, you need to chill today, Kevin. Like take a break. Like, you know, like
have
you've been
to
working
to
lots. Like just sit down on the couch and it's mm-hmm. okay. And I had to like go to Shayna to be like, Shayna, this is happening. And Shayna was like, listen to your body, Kevin.
Yeah.
Like, listen to
your body. I literally voiced it to you. It was like, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're like, I feel sluggish. Like, this is how I'm feeling. And I'm like, Kevin, you need to listen to your body and chill. Because, like I said to you, you're literally like, you work like 9 to 5, go do your fucking job. And then you go and do other work and you're doing all this podcast stuff too. And you're like going to the gym in the evening. So you literally have like no time for yourself. I'm like, you've been so go, go, go. There's been so much going on. You went on vacation to Mexico drains you too, right? Like you're on a trip.
Yeah.
And you've been so go, go, and you have your other job as well. Like, you know, like, I'm like, whoa, I'm like, dude, you need to chill. So when you said that too, I was like, oh my God, thank you. Just
chill,
like,
the chill. Fuck
yeah.
Out.
And he didn't want, he's like, no, I want to do this. I was like, no, I'll do it. I'll do the work. You go chill, dude. Like, I feel fine, like, you know.
I have the best partner ever.
Yeah,
honestly,
you listen to your body. I always do.
Listen to your body. Yeah, like, yeah. And like, you're right though. As soon as I listened to it and like was attuned to like my needs, instantly my anxiety went away. I'm just like, okay, I'm listening to it. And then like your body literally gives you messages. It fucking shoots messages up your ass. I swear to God, like zing, like yeah, that's the answer. Because I was still able to do. Then I was able to do like a lot of self care stuff, like. I was able to take like a really nice shower, you know, like I was able to lotion my body like
stress free,
without stress, like
Kevin's always like
like so nicely, my whole every inch of my
Kevin's
body.
Kevin's always go 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 when I lived with him. Okay, just listen to me, guys. I work from home, so I work from home every day. So I'm up at like 5 or whatever, and like. I'm working at 7. So Kevin's like shift to start a little bit later in the day, but he's like go go go, like rushing to go, and like never, like he's like sometimes he'll forget things. He'll remember
always
lunch.
My
I'm like, Kevin, just slow down. Then I'll come home and like he'll like okay, I have to do this. And I'm like, it's really good. It's so admirable. I'm like, wow, like you motivate me to get shit done, Kevin, because it was so, it's still admirable to me to this day. But I'll, at the same time, I'm like, Kevin, just like slow down, like take a break. I'm like, you
bitch,
know, like
I need to breathe sometimes.
You need to breathe. Yeah, you need to take care of yourself. Like Yeah, it's
no,
important to listen.
I 100% agree with you. Like, that's the thing. I love that about myself. I'm so go, go, go.
Yes.
And like, so like.
It's a good and a bad thing.
But it has its detriments.
Exactly.
And I feel them after. I'm just like, oh, I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to promise you, I'm going to do a really good job of being mindful.
Yes,
and
good.
And like, have balance.
Yeah.
But also be a bad bitch at the same time.
I love how you said that. Don't feel so guilty about it as well, because as humans, we all naturally are like, we're hard on ourselves. And me and you, I know us, we're both, we're hard on ourselves. And we feel like, we always feel like we have to do so many things, right? Like for me, I have like a million to-do lists. And I'm like, oh, I got to get all this shit done today. But I started to prioritize and put like, hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's most important to least important. But still at the end of the day, like sometimes I don't get like 1 or 2 done and I feel so shitty, but I have to talk to myself. Like yesterday, I was like, it's okay that you're going to get everything done. And today I have my period. So it's easier. I'm like, oh, whatever, I have my period, it's fine. But like sometimes you have to talk to yourself. You tell yourself, like, just talk to yourself. And I know you like do that too. I hear you talking to yourself. I live with you. You fucking always talk to yourself. And that inspired me to do more, because our life coach also said talk to yourself. And I go in the mirror and talk to myself. But it helps.
Works.
You gotta pep talk yourself. That's how you fucking become successful.
100%. And that literally works. Like, as crazy as it sounds, it worked. I talk to myself out loud
you do.
All day in the car.
That's why you always get shit done.
Always.
Literally.
Like, can I do this?
I remember.
Good job. And I always say out loud to you, like, good job today, Kevin, you did such a good job.
Yeah,
good job.
It's like, so cute. I love it so much. It was my favorite part, listening to you, like when you're like getting ready for work and stuff in the mornings. And I was working, I'm listening to you like get your stuff in. Like, okay, I have to do this. Like, okay, can we go at this? Like, it's like, okay, don't forget this. Like, oh, okay, so today I have this meeting, okay, I have this time with this client, with this kid. And at the beginning, because we first started living together, I was like, is he crazy? I swear to God. I was like, is Kevin crazy? Like, why does he talk to himself? Because he thought that. Because remember,
thought
we moved
I
to when
crazy
I was going.
Until Sunny was like, Sunny gave that as a tool,
Sunny,
right?
Yeah,
I'm
she
like,
helped.
Oh, Sunny, baby girl, you don't have to worry about that. I'm a master at self-talk. I'm a master. I just thought I was nuts.
Yeah, literally, because that's when we first moved in, I was going through a really rough time. You were going through a rough time. So I didn't know any of this shit about talking to yourself. Like, I finally went through coaching. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you got to talk to yourself. And I was like, Kevin's not crazy.
I'm still crazy. I'm so crazy.
I'm crazy as fuck, but I don't care.
But I've been loving my craziness.
Me too.
And I told myself, Kevin, you're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I'm weird as fuck.
This is why you're the best Kevin ever.
Yeah, you're crazy and I'm crazy too. I'm an Aries. But yeah, no, we love it. It's good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So.
My cramps went away from laughing so hard.
Oh, and speaking of tips, because laughing is a part of
self-care.
My self-care tips. So
I love it.
Shayna and I, because Shayna and I are so different Mm-hmm. In this, like, self-care, because self-care is going to look different for everyone. Yes. So self-care is going to look different for me, my mommy, my papa, like everyone.
My mommy, my papa.
Like, because it depends how you define self-care. I think you had a really good point you were explaining before, like, about, like, defining self-care for you.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. It could be different for everybody. Like, basically, self-care for some people could be, like, going out with their friends, getting drunk, taking care of themselves, like, being in a social setting. For some people, self-care is, for me, like, being alone, staying home, away from people, like, watching a show or, like, just chilling and, like, being with my dog or, like, hanging out with my grandma. It can be literally anything to you, yeah. Self-care. It can be, like, making a nice meal for yourself or even, like, reorganizing your, like, whole house, your closet, you know?
Yeah.
Gardening, things like that. Self-care is different for every single human.
I love that. See, yeah. That's a good way. That's what I was trying to get at, but my brain was just not formulating.
You define your self-care.
Define your self-care.
Yeah.
Define what makes you happy.
Yes.
So for me, my biggest thing for me and my self-care is a routine. Like, I'm such a routine, regimented person. And if I'm off that routine, like, even if it's for a day or two, like, I'm usually kind of like off my rocker a bit. Like, I'm just like not as motivated.
Yes.
And that's when, like, my depression kicks in, my anxiety kicks in. And so for me, routine is so important. So my routine kind of looks like this. So I wake up in the morning, I don't check my phone. Like, I will just click my alarm button, go straight to the shower, have a nice shower, and I give myself affirmations in the morning too. Like, okay, like, what are your intentions for the day, Kevin? Like, I try to, like, create, like, a list, but, like, not like to-do list of, like, work and stuff. It's like, today I'm gonna focus on having a good day at work. I'm gonna focus on my relationships at work, let's say, like, with my colleagues, or like, okay, like, today I'm gonna bring good energy to the pod, like, those sorts of things that are more just, like, energy driven, like, that sort of stuff. And then I end my shower now with a cold shower all the time. I've done it for 3 weeks now consistently, and bitch, let me tell you, because I've always seen TikToks, Shane has shared it, and I'm like, I was like, fuck, who takes cold showers? Like, that is so, like, it's who the fuck wants to traumatize themselves with cold showers? But I the benefits. I'm preaching it. Like, end it off. Like,
Did you start? I'm curious to know, because a lot of people ask me, and I'm like, you have to start. Like, how did you start doing it?
So I started, so I still do it, like, this way. Yeah. Like,
do you just hop into cold water?
No. Okay. I just end my shower with a cold shower.
Oh, so, like, I'll
start with a warm shower. Like a warm shower, so I can, like, just enjoy it, because, like, that's how my brain works. And then at the end, what I do is that I just, like, face the shower head, literally face it, take a big deep breath, because I'm still, like, it's still very shocking to me, like, the cold.
It is.
And then, but I have to, like, so the first time was crazy. Like, I did it, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm, like, shivering, like, no. And I turned it off. But then I praised myself, like, you still did it, though, it's for, like, fucking 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I still did it. Exactly. And then I just kept increasing it. But before I do, I have to literally tell myself, like, stop being a bitch. This actually helps you. It's, like, 10, 20 seconds of your life that you can sacrifice. You're not going to fucking get frostbite and die.
Right?
You just do it, and then, like, I breathe in it.
But
I walk out with a big smile, because it's an accomplishment. Like, holy fuck. It's like a fear.
Like,
you're
an ice bath people take.
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy.
Literally that. Excuse me. So, so I do the cold shower.
Next time, try if you want. I was going to say, just because I was asking you, because people ask me, like, how do you do it? Like, I can't do it. Yeah. I'm like, this is how I did it. You just start gradually. Like, go in there with a warm shower and then slowly turn it down. And then gradually put it down. And then you'll be able to tolerate over time. Like, over time now for me, I just hop into a cold shower. It's normal for me. I can't. I don't like warm showers at all. So I just hop into cold. But, like, that's my body got used to over time. So you just do it gradually if you want, if that make it easier. But it's also good to shock your body and do it that way as well.
Yeah.
Where you just go to cold. And it's good to do, like, cold, hot. So either way
even
works.
Even, like, panic attacks too. They're saying you should dunk your head into and, like, ice bowl.
Yeah,
water.
I saw a video on it the other day. Put ice cubes or a tray of ice on your arm, and your panic attack goes away.
Yeah,
yeah.
Use the cold showers. Coldness.
Cold shower. Yeah.
Ice baby. So after the shower, I literally look at myself, find 3 positive things to increase my self-esteem for
love
the day.
It.
I do that. And there's always things that you can find about yourself, little things. Sometimes I might not like my body that day, but that's okay. But I'll, like, look at my smile, or look at my eyes, or, like, look at my hairy eyebrows. I'm like, you know what? I love that for you.
I love it.
And then I pray every morning. So I go to my puja room and say a quick prayer before I start my day. I make my bed. I make your bed. This improved my self-care a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, just coming back to a made up bed is so nice.
Yeah.
So make my bed, and then I go to work, and then I typically listen to a podcast on my drive to work, or like upbeat music. I need like dancing music.
Yeah.
Like, nothing really low. Like, I need high vibrations. So, like, yeah. And my volume's all the way max. Like, yeah. I just put on my gay shit and just listen to it to work.
Yeah.
go to the gym. Shower, meditate. I need to always meditate after my shower. Mm-hmm. Eat. Obviously, it's something like healthy. It's usually always healthy, but you know, some days it's not. But just have a meal in. Mm-hmm. And then do some work that I like to do. So do things that I like to be creative. So working on the pod, mm-hmm. collaborating with Shayna, or just like sometimes just chilling. Pop my melatonin, magnesium, journal, yeah. and go to bed. That's literally my routine. I love it. And just little things I like. So I love going to the gym. Gym is probably my best form of self-care. Like moving yes. my body, like going for a walk. Even yeah. if I don't have time to go to the gym, doing a quick cardio session or just like, but weights is like my favorite. Mm-hmm. I also love like journaling. So journaling's a part of my self-care routine. Fucking laughing. Like every time I notice when I laugh, it's like just... it makes me escape from a lot of things. So, mm-hmm. like, my mom is probably one of the most funniest people I know, aside from, like, yeah. Shayna. Because my mom can literally... she can just say two words and I'll laugh. I don't yeah. know what it is. Like, it's same the with accent. My mom.
It's their accent.
It's the like, ridiculousness. Like, she never so listens funny. Properly. I'm like, you're not even listening. But it's so comical, you know?
Our moms are twins.
Yeah, literally. And I like getting a reaction to my mom. Like, yeah. the other day, like, I was, like, to her. Like, I just stopped into her bedroom. She was, like, just sitting there watching her dramas. Yeah. And I'm just like, guess what? She's like, wow. I'm like, your mom. I'm like, your daughter's a fucking hoe.
That video was so funny.
I'm like, your daughter has banged these. And my sister's never done any of this stuff. Yeah. But like, just those things. She's like, what? Really? Yeah. No, I don't believe. But it's such a joke. But those things just make me laugh.
She's like, really? What?
She's like, what? No, now my daughter. Me time, being left the fuck alone.
Yeah.
It's probably one of my like, off the chart ones.
I love it.
And just being in silence. Like, people yeah. would always in the past like be like, oh, Kevin, you're so quiet. You're so like quiet. Like all the time. Like I would always kind of hear this. And then I would think like, oh, that's a bad thing. And then I would mm-hmm. be like, oh my God, I have to be talking, I have to be chatty, like I have to mm-hmm. be engaging. But it would exhaust me. Not literally exhaust me.
Yeah.
So now I've accepted the fact that silence it's so healthy.
Yes.
Practice it. You should always learn to be silence and be by yourself. Cause yeah. like it's so good to like re-energize.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my way of like recharging my battery. For like the next
I like being silent with you. That's why I was asking yeah. you. Like, oh, sleepover? We just
Shayna
sit here.
So
we
just, good.
Yeah.
Like, we can just like watch a movie or Shayna can do Chill. Her thing. I can yeah. do my thing.
But like, we like to make sure the laugh is yeah. stupid for yeah. shit, right?
Yeah. There's always like, we'll take breaks.
I'll look at you like, you're gay. Yeah. Love you.
Or like, we'll make like random noises.
Yeah.
Or like, just to get each other's attention. And then we'll be like, shut the fuck up. Okay.
Yeah, right? We're so funny.
Sleep. Oh my God. Sleep is... very, very important for yes. self-care. Like, sleep is very, very important. I used to be the worst sleeper ever, but
yeah,
very good. Of course, jerking off is yes. very important for me to masturbate, be sexual,
yeah,
like with yourself or with the partner. Like,
yeah,
even when I was with my partner,
sex is self-care.
It's self-care, though. Yeah. Honestly, fuck yeah, like fucking yourself, do it.
I love it.
Family time. I love family time. You know, just like being with my family, spending that quality time with them, laughing with them. Because like I said, my family's probably the funniest people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And treating myself. I've just mm-hmm. recently learned this without being guilty. Like I would always feel so bad spending money. Like,
yeah.
especially on myself. I'm like, I bought something. And I'm like, oh my God, why did I buy that? I could have used that towards like something else. But mm-hmm. now it's like, no, fuck yeah. Once in a while, like I do deserve this.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to treat myself. So yes. That's what I like to do. That's my list of self-care. There's a lot of tips.
Yeah. No, but it's good. It's important. Like all these things that you do is honestly so important. And it explains why you're so successful in like your days. I've like seen you in person. I'm just like, wow, like Kevin's like so like, and your days, so it was just like from the morning, like when you would go to work and to come home, it'd be like the pretty same, like pretty much the same. You'd go to work and you'd be able to like relax and watch your show. And like, you're like so peaceful. I'm like, you kept me calm. You kept my anxiety down. That's why I love being around you.
Yeah,
I'm sad when I moved, right? You. Left yeah. you, ditched you.
Then
remember
I came
the airport
back
was crying? Yeah, they told me home. I loved it. When did you move after me? Like 3-4 months,
that
right?
That airport scene was so intense, right?
Yeah, it was.
Oh my god, we were being so avoidant. I was like, no, let's just do it.
Yeah,
quick.
I was like, let's just leave. Yeah. I was like, I gotta go.
I'm like, stop it.
I called Jordan crying. Yeah. I'm like, no. I was like, fuck y'all, peace. I'm going to Vancouver now.
Bye.
No, I was. But when I got home, I was like, fine.
Yeah,
my fucking dog's barking. But yeah.
I know. Oh my god.
Sorry, I was thinking about that moment. We're here now together. Shut up, Henry. He's like outside your parking for me, right?
Like, I need mama. Okay, let's listen to your tips because you're a fucking good ass tip.
Yeah. So self-care for me is a lot of different things, honestly. Fucking taking a lot of cold showers in a day. Like, I noticed myself since I came back home. Because like I worked a 9-to-5 before and now I got a puppy when I got home, right? But when I leave the house, I need to be fresh, squeaky clean. So I take a cold shower. I take that nice cold shower and then I'm able to go do my thing. So I take Henry for a walk. But when I come back, I shower again. I know some people think it's weird as fuck. But like for me, it's just I like even if I sweat like a little bit and even if I don't sweat, I just feel clean. Like I don't know if it's like because I like kind of learned from my grandma as well. Like and you know, like sometimes when we like go outside or like, oh, don't come inside and sit on your bed with your outside clothes on and stuff like that. Yeah, I think yeah. It's like that. Like, I just feel clean, you know, doing it that way. But anyways, even before I go to the gym, if I don't like even go for a walk and go to the gym, I'm like, oh, I'll come back and shower too. So for me, self-care is like taking a nice cold shower. Cause in the shower is I also meditate in the shower. Like you can meditate standing or sitting as well, yeah. But I try to meditate in the shower. But I think more of the time I try to do like breath work in the shower, in the cold shower. Cause when you're breathing and you're taking a cold shower, it's easier to tolerate it as well. Because Sometimes I'll go ice cold. It's been so fucking hot. So I've been taking like cold showers. I'm like turning the pipe down. I'm like, why is it going cold? Why is it going cold? Go colder. And I love it. Right?
Like I want snow to come out. I
need it to be colder. So like for me, that's a huge part of my self care as well.
That's a good point. I think That's an actual thing because a lot of kids that I work with who had really like high anxiety or needed to calm down, they've all of them always need to take a shower, and they took multiple showers throughout the day to like regulate too.
Calm
so it's
anxiety.
Like that too. Yeah,
it is for me. It helps because like I have anxiety because I wake up honestly like I have anxiety in the morning when I wake up. Like for me, like I don't have a routine throughout the day because my life is chaos. Like things, it's always whatever I got to get done that day or what I have to do for my family or whatever it is. But I have a morning and nighttime routine. But in the morning when I wake up, I always like this is for me, like it's a self-care thing I learned after coaching. I always say the things I'm grateful for in my head. I don't write it down in a journal anymore, but I say it to myself, like, what am I grateful for today? And then I like hug and kiss Henry, do my thing with him. Aww. And then right away, like I try to take my side and not take my phone at all. And then I'll go outside with him and take him to pee and whatever. And then we come back inside, set my bed. And then I go on my phone and I always tweet and be like, good morning, everybody. Not every day, but most of the time, like, good morning, guys. Love you all. Because I love my Twitter fam. from there, it always depends what I'm going to do. Like, it depends. Okay, do I have to go do something else now? Or can I just, like, go and take my shower right in and then go for a walk with Henry? So that's a part of, like, my morning routine, getting that done. But I always make sure I write down what I have to get done for that day. And I write down, like, what are my tasks for the day.
You are the list queen.
The list
queen,
right?
You are
right?
The list queen.
It's the only way I'll know. Yeah. I can't remember all these things I have to do, too. Because there's, like, even little things. Like, oh, make sure you, like, I don't know, take out the garbage in the bathroom or something. Or, like, oh, go refill the soap or something like that. Right? I can't remember these things. I have so many other things I need to get done. So I write it down. And I have too many lists, guys. Sometimes when you have all these lists, like, it's overwhelming, but don't write too many things in your list. It's not good. Yeah. Like, write down 1 to 5, and then if you have time for the things, write it down, but write down on that same fucking page. Like, I write it down in my journal. If you don't get these things done, it's okay, Shayna, because I'm so hard on myself, and I'm like, oh it's not. Yeah.
I like that.
You have to tell yourself, it's okay if you don't get all these done, and I implanted that into my brain because I kept listening to the podcast from the Motivated Mindset. He's my favorite one, and he, like, says, like, you know, it's not realistic to have like so many tasks to get done in a day. Like, you need to prioritize which ones are good and don't feel like bad if you don't get done. We're only human. Yeah. But anyway, so that's a part of the self-care for me and like my morning kind of routine. and then from there, I take it from there. I do intermittent fasting most of the day, so I don't eat till later. So I'll have my breakfast and whatever, and then I'll start my day from there. Like, I'll make sure my grandma needs, if whatever she needs, I'll get that done, and then I'll sit on my computer. that's morning, but self-care, also, like, things for me would be, like, being able to make my own, like, meal, like, a nice, cute breakfast, right? Like, I love doing that. Going for a walk. I live by forest. My favorite thing to do is go through the forest. It's so calming and refreshing to just be in nature. Like, I'm not, like, a nature person, though, but I started to, right?
You really, you're, like, a nature queen.
But now I am. Yeah. But like, I'm not a nature person where like I like animals and like yeah. insects. It's just like, you get away from me. But I love being out in the forest. It's just like, it calms anxiety down. It helps me so much. And then once you come back, like even like, you know, like working out or just going for a walk or jog, whatever it is. Once I come back, I have more energy. Like I'm able to be more productive and get shit done. So that's a part of self-care for me. Like I need to go for, like I have a dog too, so I have to take him for walks, right? But I try to go on multiple walks a day, like two to three. Nighttime is my favorite actually, but now there's fucking coyotes everywhere, so I get scared.
Oh, just kidding. They don't, oh, right? That's wolves.
Right? But lately, like I've been like pretty like down lately, so my routine, like when I'm down, I don't do a routine. Like when I'm like feeling good, like I'm not following like my morning or night team routine, I'm like whatever, blah blah blah, over the place, and that's when I don't feel good, right? So at nighttime it's different. Nighttime will be like I always do my skincare, like morning, like, you know, in the shower or whatever, but at nighttime my self-care thing is doing my nighttime skincare routine. Mm-hmm. Put it on my cute little headband, the Cheeto one. Oh my god,
that headband is iconic.
It is iconic, it's right?
So iconic.
It's just so like, it makes me feel like, oh, relax. So it makes good. Me feel good. Like, yeah. So tonight after you leave, I'm going to put it on, like yeah. put my skin, my mask on and everything. And yeah, I wear that headband. I go do my skincare routine. I do something with my hair. Like I only wash my hair like once a week. Also because I'm most of the time.
It's fucking growing.
Yeah, it's growing, so right? It's getting thick. Thicker. Yeah.
Thick and luscious.
And yeah, like I do that, all that. And then one thing is like, this is a part of my routine in the morning or nighttime, but I haven't been meditating because like I said, I've been like down when I'm down, I'm so off and things. Right. But I try to make sure I can meditate at least once or twice a day in the morning or the night or both. And it just like helps me like make sure that like, okay, like I feel like when you meditate as well, you're clearing your mind, but you also feel more grateful after. And like you, like I just feel like I think about my gratitude is a part of my morning, but being mindful is like such an important thing as well, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, okay, I need to make sure I do these things. But for me right now, I don't know. I think I'm trying to get into a routine, but self-care will just be like hanging out with my dog, being able to cook a nice meal, making sure I do my morning and nighttime stuff, just like my skincare shit, having my cold showers, going to the gym is self-care for me. Like, fuck, love going to the gym. Clears my mind. And
how about the Gluck Gluck 9000?
That's the thing. Abstinence is self-care for me right now. That's my self-care right now. Abstinence. But
How many days?
Oh, I don't know. I need to look at my calendar. I stopped counting because I'm like, I don't give a shit anymore. I'm like, I'm practicing abstinence until I find the one.
Find the one.
But abstinence is self-care for me right now. If when I wasn't practicing abstinence, then self-care for me was definitely like, you know, yeah. getting head, giving head, getting fucked. But yeah, that's about it. And like, I would say like self-care for me would be like spending time with like my family or friends, like you or like my family as yeah. well. Like that's self-care for me. But I love my alone time. Since we moved, I lived in Calgary for 3 years, and since I was with Kevin there, it's been, I realized that I really like my alone time.
Yeah.
I felt like, oh, am I becoming an introvert? No, I wasn't becoming an introvert. I was just becoming like, I was just realizing who I was as a person, and like, it just helps me, I think, calm my anxiety down by being alone, and that's self-care, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Damn, it changed so much.
Yeah.
Since, like, it's so crazy to like think about, you know? Like, I never thought I'd be this person who like, you know, like, just journaling and like meditates yeah. and stuff, you know, like, but it helps me, so I have to do it.
It's crazy, yeah, because you think like, oh, who does that, like those yeah. are losers.
Consistency is hard. That's why I can't yeah. like, you know, for me, that's why I don't have like a proper routine where I can do those things. Like I have a routine of things I do in the morning and night every day,
yeah.
but some of those things like I just can't like stick yeah. to and do all the time, also because like I'm not in the right mood, and like I'm getting back on that track now.
But like compared to where you were just a week ago, you've made yes. like light years. So like think yes. about that. Like,
now I'm journaling every day, meditating every day.
Exactly.
Yes,
like you need to just like,
I guess I am on a routine now.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you're 100% on a routine. Like I already see the
difference.
Feel
like so shitty about myself being on off Slack, but that's because I was just not in the right mood. Like I was really depressed.
Yeah.
And I just like feel shitty. Like, oh, I'm not like on my routine. And I feel like I'm hard on myself. Right. Yeah. So I'm like, you're not in a routine. You're being a slacker. Like, come on, get it together. Right.
Yeah.
But no, since I'm doing good, like since my vacation with my parents, I've been on routine and yeah. I'm proud of myself.
And I think it's okay to like, you know, we're human. It's okay to be in those moments of like depression or mm-hmm. like sadness. I think it just yeah. matters the most, guys, when like, what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah,
like you're in that mood or in that state. Yeah, it right? sucks. Like, don't get me wrong, it fucking yeah. sucks. But what the fuck are you gonna do about it?
You'll literally, like, you have to talk to yourself, get it together,
and be a little bit hard on yourself. It's yeah, like, yeah, you're right. Because like, you have a choice. You're mm-hmm. sometimes you're kind of then you end up choosing to live that way, or you're choosing right? to be like, no, I'm not. Cause I do this all the time where I'm just like, I won't meditate today. I'll just do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be 2 days without meditation. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'll do it the next day. I promise.
Right.
Then it's like, oh, but that's my choice. And yeah. my choices have consequences. And that's when yeah. I'm gonna go crazy.
Right. I literally stopped meditating for so long yeah. and I was like, this is really fuck. And then I got more, like, once you stop doing all those self-care things, it yeah. really, like, no journaling, no meditating, yeah. no going to the gym. I'm like, oh my god. And it gets down, you get down yeah. down. By the last week I got back into it all. Yeah. I just was sick too and stuff. I need to stop being so hard on myself, honestly. Don't be so hard on yourself, guys. Give yourself a break. If you're going through a hard time, it's okay. I got out of my rut. Yeah. I was in a bad rut.
You're in a bad rut. You got yeah. out of it, and now you're this glowing badass bitch.
I know, right?
That
this is me. Like, I want to be myself again.
Exactly. And I see it so much. Like, and the thing with you is, I've noticed that, like, you target the same thing, always mm-hmm. routine. Anytime your routine's off,
yeah.
then you get into those flows.
Yeah.
And then you always say, Kevin, it's because of my routine. And you get on routine, and it's like, boom, boom, boom. You're like,
right?
score. So yeah. like, think about being on that consistent routine. So yeah. like,
now it's going to be the gym in the morning at
yeah.
6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. That's my yeah. like.
Wake up at 4:30, be in there, and get it done in the morning. Yeah,
we fucking will.
We crushed it today. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, me too.
We're a fucking power team.
Yeah, let's get
money
married.
Money team.
Wow. Should we get married?
No.
Why?
I have a crush. It's not you.
No, it's not me.
No, you gay man. Like, what the fuck? I'm just kidding. Definitely not getting married. But if we don't find someone, then we can definitely live together and just, like, get rich and fuck a bunch of people and do drugs and all that shit.
I'm down.
Party for the rest of our lives like rock stars, right? I'm kidding. No, health is wealth.
Health
We're going to open
wealth.
Like a gym. I'm going to open a cafe. You're going to open a gym. You're probably going to be in a TV show. Like, who knows?
Who fucking knows? We're right? both just going to do wild things.
We're
going to
do so many things.
We're going to do wild, wild things.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm kidding. We're going to be in love. Kevin's a romantic, like a hopeless, not a hopeless romantic,
oh,
but
I
like.
Oh, I 1,000%.
Are you? Okay, you're a hopeless romantic. I'm a romantic, but.
I 1,000%. Yeah. Someone asked me, I think it was my aunt or someone. We're talking about The Bachelor. Yeah, we're talking about The Bachelor. And then she's like, would you go on it? I'm like, 1,000% I would. I would for sure. As corny as that show is.
Yeah.
I would for sure.
I don't go on see that you on show. It.
Like, not
yeah.
as The Bachelor, but I'd be like one of the contestants.
Yeah.
For sure.
I want to be like The Bachelorette. I want to be like The Bachelorette because I'm fucked up and wild.
You should be on Bachelor in Paradise. That's where they go.
What's
wild.
That one about? Oh, they like fucking so, like, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, I want to be
like,
on that. Yeah,
they're, like, different. They're all single. They couple yeah. off, but then some of the couples change because they like different people.
Yeah,
It's more rowdier. Like, they drink there more often.
Oh, okay,
right? But maybe after
I'm game.
Maybe January 1st, 2023. That's when you start.
Yeah. But
yeah, just more rowdy, more drama.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, one of my favorite couples actually. Met on The Bachelor in Paradise, and I really like them. Usually I don't yeah. really like the couples. I'm like,
but you know the show's laugh. Fake, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's good. All scripted. Yeah, we okay, know. Good. But you know me and my reality TV shows.
Of course, it's good entertainment. Yeah. yeah, I was talking about
that's
someone
my
on Twitter.
Self-care.
That's just
trash
yeah, self care.
Trash
TV, like, right? Did you self-care. Ever watch the Kim K show or Keep It Kardashians
yeah,
or whatever?
Fuck KKK. Yeah. yeah.
KKK? Isn't it Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Yeah, yeah. Oh no, it's not.
I watch it. Watch it.
Fucking hate yeah. them.
Love that show.
Don't hate
too.
Them. They're just yeah.
They're just trash TV. I yeah. just love trash yeah. TV. I love watching that. Other people's lives and just yeah. being like, wow.
I like gangster crime shows. That's my yeah. self care. Watching those. Yeah. I need to watch Catch Up on Animal Kingdom. We're gonna do that tonight. You're fucked.
Oh my god, wow. What a splendid episode.
It's been a splendid episode. Also, I wanted to share, I read this in my book, 66 days of doing a task or whatever it is, whatever you want to do. If you do it for 66 days, it doesn't, it becomes a habit. Like, it becomes a part of your daily mm-hmm. life. So I think today's like the 38th day. I read at least 10 pages of one of my books every Ooh. Day. Yeah. So I do that. It depends on any time of the day, either morning or night, whenever I feel like doing it. Usually like at nighttime because then it makes me sleepy.
Yeah. I heard
like
that's
reading
a good
makes
way
me tired.
To, before
fall
bed.
Asleep.
Yeah,
it's yeah it does. Sometimes I fall asleep with the book falling in my face. Oh, shit. Go to bed, Shayna. But I do get my 10 pages. Because even if I'm not reading the 10 pages of there, I'm reading 10 pages of like when I'm studying right from my course. But anyways, no, reading 10 pages from a book. And it's any kind of thing you want to do. If you do it for 66 days, it becomes a habit. So if any of you want to, you know.
Wait, what if you're absent for 66 days? You're never
gonna
have sex?
Oh my god, no. I'm a horny fuck. I'm gonna jam with other people. I don't know. Who knows? What if I don't enjoy sex anymore? Just kidding.
I feel like you're gonna enjoy it even more.
You're right. Like, it has been 66 days though.
That first when it's in you after so long.
You're right.
But then
I'm probably gonna fall in love with the first person.
But what
if
they nut in like 30 seconds?
That's okay. They always do the first time.
Just make sure you do it after.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's okay, baby.
Yeah, it's okay. They do. I always forgive them the first time. I can't fuck me again. Like, hello.
I love
that. And then they can do it last for a long time, and I'm the one who usually can't handle it. I'm like, oh, no more. You're hitting my G spot. I don't want to squirt. Actually, I do. Abstinence 79 days, bitch.
79.
Yeah. Wild, eh?
What's your longest? It was like 80 something?
Yeah, it was like, almost 90 days.
I predict, because I'm psychic now. I'm just kidding. I predict that you're going to get a nice dick.
New Year's Eve.
And no, I see November.
November?
I see like end of November.
Wow. I think so too.
Yeah.
I think when I go travel somewhere, I'm going to get a dick.
Yeah. I think end of November. Actually, I don't know. I think of October.
But I'm.
No, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Let's place bets, guys. What do you guys think? Let us know.
I'm just so like, you know, now I'm just like, I love like sex, but like, it's not that I want to like fuck that, you know, like remember I used to fuck around. Now I'm just looking for the real thing with like one person I want to fuck. And I'm like, if I'm fucking you now, I'm dating you. We're going to date and we're going to get married. That's what it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
You boys hear that? You boys hear that? Whoever's fucking Shayna next.
We're getting married. I'm cuffing you.
You're cuffed.
Literally.
Oh my gosh. I'm in the same boat in terms of like, I have no desire to suck dick or. Yeah. Oh, the last time I hooked up was in Mexico, not my birthday.
Wait, you whore. He didn't eat your ass, bet you over the club.
That one doesn't count because that. There was
it does count.
No.
Why?
What counts to me is like actually coming and like orgasming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But
yeah.
That one doesn't
count.
He just fucking ate my ass.
Oh, self care for me is also, I was just looking at my nails and how ratchet they look, but getting my nails done. Self care. Yes.
Oh, that's my self care too now.
Yes.
Is and man, you guys can get manis and pedis done.
Yes.
It's like actually
just to go with my ex
it's
all the time.
So nice. Yeah. It's so nice.
Definitely.
Oh my god. Okay, guys. Well, since speaking of self-care, I'm gonna get the fuck out and be in silence. I'm just kidding. Shayna's like not even listening at
all. I was checking a text message.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Again, leave all your comments, feedback, give us a rating.
Five-star rating.
Hell yeah. Give us comments, share it on your social media accounts. It helps.
Tell your friends.
Tell people around.
Tell your family, tell your parents. Just kidding.
Tell your dogs.
This is a good episode for them to listen to. I mean, we didn't say too many bad things, right? If we told our parents to listen to it.
All of them are great.
Are you kidding?
Tell your parents to listen to it. Just not our parents.
Yeah, your parents aren't ours.
Just not our parents.
True.
Hell no. If my parents heard this, hoo-wee.
Yeah.
Nothing will be talked about, though.
I think our moms would laugh. Yeah. I 100% think our moms
would
laugh.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, what are people going to say?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Kevin, Shayna.
That means you sucked dick.
Our moms know we do.
Yes.
What else do we do in Calgary?
Exactly.
That's like a lot of white dick. Kidding. Not kidding.
Oh my god, we should talk about a threesome story.
We never had a threesome. We never had a threesome. It didn't count.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
We should share that story soon though.
We should.
Yeah, let's do it next episode.
Yo, if we
let's do it.
Listen, guys, you guys listen to this. If we get 100 followers on Instagram, I will totally tell that story.
Guys, go follow us on Instagram. We'll tell the story.
1,000%.
I'm going to tweet that too.
Tweet it.
Yeah.
100 followers, boom.
Then we'll
done.
Tell the story, Kit.
Yeah.
Do it. I'm down.
Okay. All right, guys. As always,
so funny.
Thanks for tuning in. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.